Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Tina Brown, the editor. She's a 5-1 projector on the left angle cross of uncertainty in the quarter of mutation, fifth color, right fix, split definition. She has this unconscious 4130, and then that's split off from the conscious 4816, conscious 81, unconscious 317. You know, as a projector, I think this thing that they say about her is I consider these projectors always get themselves into trouble, you know, as soon as they can really talk. And so in her own words, she was considered an extremely subversive influence as a child, resulting in her expulsion from 3 boarding schools. Offenses included organizing a demonstration to protest against the school's policy of allowing a change of underwear only 3 times a week, referring to her headmistress's bosoms as unidentified flying objects in a journal entry, and writing a play about her school being blown up and a public bathroom being erected in its place. I think, you know, we have here your classic projector that's smarter than everybody else, and nobody really liked it, especially as a child.
Well, who is she? I mean, what does she do? What is she?
Oh, she's a very, very famous editor. I mean, she's the one that when, you know, she was 25, she revitalized the Tatler. She was actually the one that, you know, she said her goal at the Tatler was to achieve irreverence. She was the one that started the whole thing of really going after the royal family, because nobody ever did that before. And then the Tatler really became known as the go-to mag to find out all about Lady Di. She then went to Vanity Fair, which was dying. She revitalized Vanity Fair, and then she became the editor of the New Yorker, which, you know, the New Yorker was really this staid magazine,
right.
And it was very controversial when she was put in charge of it, because, you know, these are kind of rags, they're not intellectual mag. How could she manage the New Yorker? And actually, she did a great job at the New Yorker. And then in 2007, she wrote, you know, the Diana Chronicles at the 10-year anniversary of her death, which did very well. In 2008, she started the Daily Beast, which is an online news magazine. And in 2010, the Newsweek was merged with the Daily Beast, and she's actually the editor of both Newsweek and the Daily Beast. She's probably one of the most important, you know, figures in the magazine, you know, online at this point, also publishing arena.
Right, right. No, okay. So
okay,
that's
who
she is. She's an editor of magazines and newspapers.
And a writer. I mean, she's basically a journalist and a writer. She's you know, she's got sharp, witty prose. She was the Young Journalist of the Year by Punch in 1978. She's a writer, a journalist, and an editor now, managing these, you know, these newspapers.
Right, right. No, well, okay.
And I mean, 2000, she was made Commander of the Order of the British Empire by the Queen. So you
projector,
may not know who she
right.
is, but she's a very famous projector.
Okay.
And obviously, I think, was very recognized at an early age for her, you know, really, for her sass and kind of, her, you know, her
heresy, you know.
Right, you know.
And her arrogance.
Her arrogance.
14th gate, fifth line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think she has 31st gate, second line in detriment, arrogance. And, but a 5-1, you know, a heretic. The king has no clothes.
Right,
and
right.
Projectors really designed to recognize that. And, you know, if we were to keynote her channels, talent for inspiring or focusing energy on leadership and inspiration, talent, you know, so just keynoting her channels, you find someone who's got a talent for leadership and focusing energy, which would be like a magazine.
And bringing people together, right? That 8-1. And I think this unconscious 4130, this ability that she's really brought in all of these different places to really be tuned in to the experiences that are going on. It's like, what, you know, what do people really want to be experiencing now, right? And bringing that out, you know, that's the split. But being able to bring that out, I mean, it's a very powerful throat, you have to say, that this woman has.
Yeah. I mean, the head center, 61st gate, sixth line, attuned to the collective.
Mm-hmm.
But what has she got? Four activations of the 60-second gate.
That's right.
You know, naming things, mm-hmm. self-discipline, the sixth line, success through the details, discovery, twice, third line.
Genius for the unusual.
Right. And then with the imagination, along with she has the 41-30 channel, that 60-second gate, first line, transcend boredom through imagination and fantasy. And, you know, I could say she's a great hired gun.
You know, she has this 55-1, you know, the unconscious earth, cooperation, finding the spirit through cooperation with powerful forces. I mean, you know, basically working with, because it's not like she's got the money.
No.
Okay, there's money behind all of these.
Oh, as a
right?
projector, I mean, she needs to be invited and for somebody else to manage somebody else's resources.
Which is what she's done
beautifully. You know, 44th gate, fifth line, you know, manipulation, but it's really about recognition of talent and transforming interaction with lesser elements, you know. And so she comes into a picture and then recognizes, okay, well, yes, they're inferior, but I can use them over here, I think. And, so nothing is wasted. And
I think
16th gate, second line, personality moon, the cynic, but it's about being able to judge objectively, a knack for it.
I think, you know, probably one of the most challenging ones, you know, of these different places that she came into was really the New Yorker. I mean, it was really a lot of people quit.
Right,
you
to
know?
Change the culture
that she
of
was
going to
come in and change everything. Well, you know, she kept a lot of the really good people, and she managed to, you know, to build it from there. So there were those that really recognized that she was, that the place needed. I think, you know, she's actually a great example of a change agent, right? Of somebody that actually can come in and get things changed, right?
Right, right.
And see really what needs to be changed, who are the people that need to be gone, you know, what are the stories that are relevant, all of that. And really this kind of, yes, arrogance, right? You know, her not being stopped by anything, really.
Well, yes, no, it takes someone who can be very forceful, you know, the alpha leadership, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's in the quarter of mutation, so
right.
it's about, oh, she's going to mutate it and move it, and that cross of uncertainty, left angle, you know, this is about taking advantage of a bad situation, of uncertainty. So I think any of these magazines you mentioned that call her in, they didn't call her in because they're doing well.
No, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
They called her in because we need a change, we need somebody, we need a new vision. I mean, look at her with the Channel 1-8, you
right.
know,
right.
Someone who can inspire us, someone who has good imagination and can make something out of what we have going here, pump new blood into it. We need new talent, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
and we need to get a focus going.
Right.
So,
And as a projector, it's about all of these other people, the importance of these other people too. It's very interesting. She's married to this man that's quite a bit older. You know, he was the editor of, I think, the Times in New York, and she's
uh-huh.
been married with him, you know, for many, many years, has children. He's quite a bit older. And I think that's also, you know, one of the reasons that she has been so successful is that at a personal level, she has, you know,
stability,
a real stable, I think, very happy. He's quite an intellectual guy, you know. I mean, so I think that's a piece of her success is that, you know, she's got a home life that really, I think, is, especially as an individual, you know, with this 8-1, this needing to be, you know, empowered and engaged at that very personal level. And then having all of this, you know, collective, this real strong ability to deal with the collective, you know, no tribal definition, right?
No, I mean, the fourth gate, fifth line, seduction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so seducing you with her ideas, with her details, 62nd gate, which she has, as I said, four times.
Right.
So it's like an ability to, you know, seduce you, to seduce you with the ideas. And also, you know, she defines solar plex, warmth, you know, the 51st gate, first line, cooperation. So it's like spirit of cooperation and warmth. I think if she likes you, you know, if she, her ability to schmooze you, to manipulate you, to get you on board, to seduce you with her ideas,
or to just say
with her 45th gate, you know, get out.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, it's like every projector. Her challenge is that she has to be recognized, or she isn't light. I mean, it's like when she came into the New Yorker, the guys that are leaving, the writers that are leaving, they don't recognize her. They think she's going to trash their lovely little newspaper, right? And the ones that recognized her and stayed, the New Yorker did very well. Again,
Well,
she's
I've read the
really,
New Yorker for years. I
yeah.
mean, if she was the editor of it, I mean,
In
it has
1992,
maintained something.
1992,
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, it wouldn't be noticeable except if you were really reading it, that maybe there's a different focus. But I think it's interesting that 8th grade, 5th line, the teacher, but it's about after success, they separate. So this is a person that moves on.
Which she has. I mean, that's absolutely
She's
it,
not
right?
there for,
Mm-mm.
she's not looking
20 years
for.
and give her the golden key or whatever.
Right,
No,
right.
that's definitely it. It's well, that line of Dharma, that 8-5,
Yeah.
it's the line that we're all called the taxi driver. You get in her taxi and you go for a ride, right? And then you get out of her taxi, right?
Right, or
And
she
she's
kicks you
gone on
out.
to, something else entirely. And this new challenge, I think, is very interesting. She's one of the few people that's actually tackling both the Newsweek, which is
A
a
magazine.
magazine that's still being printed, and the Daily Beast, which is online. I mean, she's really at the cutting edge of the difficulties that the publishing industry is having at this point. And in that way, I think all eyes are on her. How can she really deal with the difficulties that the industry at this point is really facing? How do they make money, because they really can't do it the way they used to?
Well, I think with her design, if anybody can sort it out and imagine how it might be that the two can be put together and be profitable,
Right.
because she's into profit,
Well, the other
material
oh
success,
yeah the other thing is that she's good friends with Arianna Huffington, another projector in the same field, and Anna Wintour at Vogue, which is, these are like, is we
Another
know is another
projector, right?
projector. It's like these women that have this perspective of being able to really, head these industries. I think it's fascinating anyway.
Right, no. And I'm very fond of women. So why don't we say goodnight, Teresa?
Good night, Teresa.